But earlier this morning, Rach, you said this.
Me and this other lady at work swear by the fact drinking soy milk has made our boobs bigger. It's true. It's true. I was drinking soy milk a while ago. I noticed a change. I told her about it. She started drinking soy milk and she's noticed a change as well.
That does not equal science. So we need to...
Well, it kind of does.
We need someone with more credibility to discuss this, which is why we've got Dr. Carl here with us right now on the line. Dr. Carl, is there any credibility to the idea of soy milk making women's boobs bigger?
No. Soy does have estrogen hormones in it. It's got a whole bunch of these phytoestrogens. Phyto means plant and estrogen means, you know, sex hormone, female sex hormone. But they have varying activities. And what we have is that if soy is used long-term in the West, it might be slightly protective against breast cancer.
Oh.
But if it's used long-term in the East, it's more protective.
Right, okay.
But so we don't have strong data one way or the other. It's fairly sort of soft data. People are sort of scurrying for it, looking for it in terms of breast cancer. But in terms of breast size, something that's more likely is, you know, have you put on any weight anyway recently?
Rach, have you?
No, I haven't. But with the estrogen, can that not, because it's got estrogen in it, does that not make your boobs, could that potentially make your boobs bigger?
Maybe, but very unlikely. What you really need to do is just have a follow-up with your local GP because there's so many other things going on in your life. I'm sorry to play the boring bit here, but here it comes. I have no idea much about you. For example, I do know that you're female, but I don't know your genetic background or your past family history, gynecological, pharmacological, or any other history. All of those could be involved. So all I can say is that with regard to breast size and soy milk, the answer is a definitely don't know and possibly even a maybe.
Maybe. See, I'm going to go on that.
Okay.
I'm going to take that maybe and I'm going to run with it there's a potential. There's a potential.
Okay, but it's out until the science is in, right, Carl?
And the science isn't in yet.
Maybe we'll have to get Rach to drink a bunch of soy milk. What do you reckon, right?
Yeah, I'm willing to prove this. I will get someone to measure me up and I'll drink soy milk just to prove to you that they grow.
Obviously, we'll need more data on that, but that's a good start. Carl, I appreciate you giving us the actual science on this the fact that there isn't any actual science.
Not a huge amount right now.
Well, for now, have to wait and see. But look, you can check out Dr. Carl's latest book, Vital Science. Dr. Carl, appreciate it again, and thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Good on you. But Rach, okay, tomorrow, do we start this?
All right, I'll start drinking soy milk tomorrow, and I will drink it for a certain amount of time, and then we'll measure me at the end and see if there's a difference. Yeah.
Clearly, we're not great at science and the scientific method.
No.
We'll figure it out.
That's sciencey enough. I'll prove my point. I'll prove it.